survival bag that you can float with.
The Statelanders are preparing for war. This far-right South African group believes a race war is coming, and that their all-white community, which they claim numbers over 150,000, is under threat. Spokesman Simon Roche says the group is stockpiling supplies to survive a conflict. The group, which only admits white Christians, says their goal is to preserve their culture.
We are committed to a peaceful solution, to withdrawing from the major sites of civil war in South Africa, to locations that are demographically sparsely populated, and declaring a safe area under international law, and saying, guys, by all means, if you want to, you know, prosecute a civil war, go for it, but leave us out of it.
The group says the killings of white farmers signals impending danger and calls the killings genocide. Crime experts dispute that. Of 20,000 murders reported last year, 62 were farm murders, with 46 white victims. Group members insist they are being targeted in a high-crime nation still trying to heal 25 years after the end of apartheid. Inequality is rife. Whites still own most of the private land in this majority black nation.
It's not just go in and grab. They come in 5, 10, 15, military trained, military equipment, bulletproof vest, signal jammers for cell phones and stuff. So you tell me that's just ordinary crime. It's not.
Critics say these ideas aren't just misguided, but threatening. South African police say they have previously infiltrated the group amid concerns that they are stockpiling weapons.
The impoverishment of local and specific cultures globally is a real thing. But to cling to 18th and 19th century misinterpretations of biblical text to support views that will encourage and engender a way of living in the 21st century is not just foolhardy, it's absolutely dangerous. And not just for the other people that you're trying to remove yourself from, but actually for yourself.
In South Africa, hate speech is not constitutionally protected. Roche denies the group is racist and says the Statelanders have been courted, unsuccessfully, by white nationalist groups in the U.S., who invited them to attend the white supremacist Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, in 2017. But he admits some members hold racist views.
There's no doubt that some people who sympathize with our philosophy wish that we were more radical. So they sympathize with us because we're doing good work for our people. But they would love it if we would come out as rabid racist maniacs, because that's the way they think.
Members of the group say they want to help their own in troubled times. Tyra Korf has taken first aid courses, but says she's saving her skills for the right time and the right people.
I want to help my people, my Afrikaner people. I want to help them.
Historically, analysts say the strongest threats to peace have come from the far right.
The closest we have come to a race war was in the early 1990s, during the negotiation process for this particular political settlement, when right-wing elements, disaffected with the way in which this was happening, stormed the negotiating table with armed and armoured vehicles. And a race war didn't follow. We have had a situation where white right-wing, you know, people invaded and mercilessly killed black people in what was a former homeland, and what didn't follow was a race war.
Roche, the group's spokesman, says they don't plan to win a war. Quite the opposite.
We are not preparing to live. We're preparing to die. Obviously, everybody wants to live. Everybody wants to get through this thing unscathed. That's human nature. But we at some point have to recognize that the overwhelming forces pitted against us are liable to crush us.
The Statelanders say they're not stockpiling illegal weapons and that their activities are all within the bounds of the law. But it's their core vision that flies in the face of the dream of the Rainbow Nation, of people of different races and backgrounds living harmoniously side by side. That is not what they want. This land, they say, is not our land. It's their land, and they're ready to fight for it. Anita Powell, VOA News, Vanderkloof, South Africa.